Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, mentioned that I got a special guest in studio, good friend of the show, Tim Martin, who now I called him the... I think I used the word head honcho. I think I don't know if that's on your business card for the Alachua County Republicans. It probably has a nicer title like chairman or something like that, right?
Yes, chairman is perfectly fine, but I'll write head honcho the next time we do the updates of the card. I'll throw that in there just under quotes.
Oh yeah. A little and then an asterisk on the back says Greg Cassidy. So black tie blue jeans. This an annual event. A lot of folks, obviously, in the community know all about it, but I'm sure there's folks that don't. How about a little history on what black tie blue jeans is and why are we talking about Ronald Reagan?
Believe it or not, this is actually the 23rd annual event. So this has been going on for a very, very long time. Obviously, the Ronald Reagan was important in our party historically. So the folks way before me.
Yeah.
Decided to add it on to this big event. It is formally the Ronald Reagan Black Tie and Blue Jeans Barbecue. So it's sort of business on top and party on the bottom.
And that's okay. It's all right. And it is always a great time because
It's fantastic.
There's the business goes on in the sense that if you've never been to one, you're hearing from a lot of politicians, local leaders, everything from somebody that you may be voting for locally up to, even if you look at some of the featured speakers in the past, there have been some top-shelf guests.
Oh, they've been massive, yes. I mean, some of the top leaders in the national movement for conservatism, for for liberty, for freedom. Mm-hmm. We've had people like Candace Owens, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Dan Bongino, the DHS secretary, Kristi Noem, was here just a couple of years ago.
Yep.
So we do consider ourselves a launching pad for their careers,
absolutely.
Of course. But, Candace Owens has been there. Larry Elder has been a guest.
He was awesome, too.
And actually, I was told one year there was the Larry Gatlin Band. He actually and did it. So we've got a history of excellence here and just glad to be able to continue it this year. Mm-hmm. I think it's a premier event. For us, of course, but really it's regional impact. We have people from all over the state that actually come here, and I'm hoping that we get about 800 this year.
It'd be a nice crowd. And, of course, just talking about some of the folks that show up, from local politicians, Kat Kamek, who's got her hands full these days, but she was actually on the show Wednesday,
this.
Little Augusta, looking so cute, raising her right, I'm sure. Right, not left.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. And, of course, we'll see if they feel like coming out this year or not, and... But no. So now the main speaker for this year is somebody that a lot of folks, the speculation is this guy could be, because you talk about, getting promoted. The main speaker for this year could be the next Florida governor.
I think there is a very, very good likelihood that he is. And I'm happy to be able to sort of put him on the resume points for this bulletin. Byron Donalds, he is the U.S. rep currently from Florida District 19, which is kind of the Fort Myers, Naples area. And he actually come up in the Tea Party movement.
Mm-hmm.
He will tell a story about how his first real kind of public-facing speech was in the back of a pickup truck.
Really?
Yeah. During one of the Tea Party events, and he served in Tallahassee as well before. Mm-hmm. He went to D.C. Now he's coming back to Tallahassee, hopefully. But he's got a fantastic story, saved in a Cracker Barrel parking lot, believe
what?
It or not. Yeah. And he'll probably tell
wow.
that. He'll not to steal all his thunder. But
no, but that's a story I want to hear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
especially
mean, especially
the
with,
tie-in.
Exactly.
Especially with a local tie-in.
And here all back, you had one of these whack job politicians on the left saying, hey, you MAGA people, you can't go to a Chinese restaurant or a Mexican restaurant or an Indian restaurant. You got to go to Cracker Barrel. I'm like, racist anyone? Hello? What?
The biggest problem with Byron Donalds, if I was to be completely transparent,
yes,
he's a Seminole.
I thought you said he got saved.
Well,
you know,
he was a Seminole.
His salvation.
Maybe he was.
His salvation is now in question.
Yes.
Talking to Tim Martin from the Alachua County Republican Committee, and of course, we are looking forward to black tie, blue jeans. It is always a good time. Now, food is always a part of this event because it's like politicians and church. We'll all show up if there's good food.
Oh yes.
What are we gonna have this year? You know yet?
We are continuing our tradition with the whole hog. I think it's just a really cool element to it. You kind of go down the buffet, and the food is spectacular every year, but I especially like the whole hog kind of concept.
Yeah. They tried the donkey that one year, and it just really did not go over well.
No, it
was a great concept.
The meat was tough.
It was a little tough. So who else do we know? Because I know part of why you're here is to announce an addition, but yeah, we're as Bob likes to say, we're milking the chickens for all it's worth here, and we're going to make them wait. But who else do we think? Are there some other speakers besides Byron that you know that are going to be there, except for that one that we're adding to the list?
Right. Well, we have our very own Kat Kamek scheduled to speak as
That's
well.
Okay.
She's always fun, and hopefully she brings the baby. But I don't know. But
maybe Matt will be having. Yeah,
we also have the Republican chairman for the entire state of Florida coming to our event. His name is Evan Power. He's on the news, but he's the one that really kind of steers the ship for the party at large here in the state of Florida.
Right.
And darn it, he's so good at it. We just keep winning. Florida's got, I think last count is almost 1.5 million voter registration lead now.
That's been a turnaround because this was not the case just a couple of years ago.
It absolutely has been. He's done a fantastic job. And, he's got great tools around him as far as, different staff. And a lot of the credit just goes out to the grassroots across the state because they're, in many cases, the ones that are doing the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, and again, obviously, we look at the, last time around, with the governor doing well and picking up support in places, in South Florida that maybe used to not be all red. And it's been great to see those changes happening.
It is. It's been very tough for a long time, and it's great to see wins. We are, in the state of Florida, the model that is really kind of being followed all across the country in the various states.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Gruters, who is right here from Florida,
sure.
He's now the entire National Republican National Chairman. You see how many people are former Floridian office holders that are now in the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
So we have become sort of this launching pad of talent, and it's great to see. And what I just kind of say to the grassroots is, as they get these other positions, we need others to step up in those roles.
Good, staunch conservative Republicans. All right, moment of truth here.
Mm-hmm.
An addition to the lineup this year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I had a drum roll, I would play one, but I don't. So who is it?
Yes, absolutely. And what we ended up having is a gentleman. It is a man.
Mm-hmm. That narrows it down 50-50 for conservatives.
He has doged the city of Gainesville. He has doged the county.
Uh-huh.
And now he is going to come and speak with us on September 25th at the Alachua County Republican Black Tie Blue Jeans. None other than...
And he's a previous regular guest on the Bob Rowe Show. He's a little busier nowadays.
He is, but it is the Florida CFO Blaze Ngolias.
Great guy.
So he's
we are looking forward to
it. He is a great addition. You want to talk about fire.
Oh my goodness.
Him and Byron are both like arsonists.
That's awesome. They're gonna set it on fire.
Yeah, we're gonna blow it out this year. As our advertisement says, this event is gonna be smoking.
So real quick, what's the date, time, place, and how can they get tickets? And then I've got more questions for you, but we're gonna have to take a break. But I want to give them the scoop on the what and the where and the
September 25th. Doors at 5:30, program at 7. Go to AlachuaRepublicans.com/tickets. $95 gets you in the door, $75 for veterans. September 25th, it is a Thursday. It's going to be at the Multipurpose Center in Legacy Park up in Alachua.
Sounds great.
Yep.
Okay, you didn't know this, but I'm going to hold you hostage because there's a lot of things going on not related to black tie blue jeans, but Alachua County, Republicans, school system. Oh, going to step on some toes? I don't know. We'll find out. Tim Martin in studio at the Bob Rose Show on a PGIF. And praise God, it's Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, thanks so much for listening on a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Of course, you can listen all the time, believe it or not. You can use the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, the TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. It is 8:20. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose, and Tim Martin, who I drug in the studio this morning to talk about black tie blue jeans. But as the mayor of Newberry and somebody who then gets to deal with Alachua County politics, I can't let you off the hook that easy or that quickly since I got you know, so I can't let you out of the building yet. Alachua School Board and Alachua County Schools, I'm telling you, Tim, they just can't stay out of the headlines, can they?
No, they really can't.
And it's not just
the short answer is no.
It's not just one thing either, is it?
No.
So pick one to start and kind of let us know what's going on.
Well, let's just go back maybe a few weeks to kind of the original sin, I suppose, of the latest grouping of issues. And so Hulk Hogan passes away.
Yes.
And on a private person's, well, a private citizen, I should say,
yes,
you know, Facebook is public, the chairwoman, Sarah Rockwell, commented to this person, "Oh, did Hulk Hogan die? Good, one less MAGA." And that was sort of the the gasp.
It's rude,
right?
If nothing else. I mean, a guy's passed away.
Yeah. Not illegal, but
no,
totally
tasteless.
Totally tasteless. Yes. Totally tasteless. So I got forwarded that and sort of blew it up, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And it really caught a lot of traction because it was so offensive and so just out of line. And, you know, in the back of my mind, it was just a matter of, you know, these people are just so comfortable that they don't feel any remorse about saying things like this. So,
and it went national.
Yeah, it did. It was on the Hodge Twins. It was on Megyn Kelly's show. It was on Fox News. It was in the New York Post, for crying out loud.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was absolutely nuts, and it went crazy. Yeah, viral is the term used now today. And so fast forward a few days, they have a school board meeting, and I wasn't supposed to go to that meeting, but actually had an issue with my well at the house at like 4 o'clock, so I didn't end up actually being able to make it over there. But the now sort of infamous, I suppose, Jeremy Clapper moment, or Klepper moment, where he basically went to the podium and gave them a piece of his mind. He wasn't, he was colorful,
sure,
but it wasn't in an aggressive tone or anything like that. And as he's walking back, and you can go to the Facebook page for the Alachua Republicans, I've kind of documented everything on there. He's on his way back to his seat, and people are just kind of chirping at him, really kind of chirping. And he says something to the effect of, hey, if you want to speak, go sign up and go to the podium like
sure,
I did.
Right.
But you're going to have to listen to me.
Right.
Just so,
that's fair.
And he had spent, I don't know how much time in that room, listening to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately Tina Certain, the vice chair at the time, because Sarah didn't want to chair the meeting, says, hold on, Casey, the city commissioner of Gainesville, wait a minute, I'm going to have him removed. And
now, he had done nothing wrong.
He had done nothing wrong.
He had spoken. Made his point.
He's
just going to go back and sit down.
Yep.
And all these, the little crowd from the duck pond want to all like chime in and start calling him names.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, there were other people in the room who have given me the reports of how it kind of went down.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically confronted by the sheriff's deputies, and he's beginning to be escorted out of the building when the school board attorney chimes in, and you can hear this on the video, I don't suggest you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And therein starts sort of a discussion about whether he should be escorted out or he shouldn't. They sort of start to try to take a recess. And in real time, let's face it, he was being asked to remove because of what he said.
Exactly.
That there is no two ways about it. They can go back and try to armchair quarterback this, and that's exactly what they did at the school board meeting over in St. Augustine. They tried to splice it up and, like I said, Monday morning quarterback this thing. But in real time, there was no doubt he was being asked to leave because he said something that they didn't like. And that's exactly what the First Amendment was put in place for.
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, blows everything up, you know, national.
Man.
Everybody's on it all over again, and rightfully so. And so they get called in front of the state school board.
Right.
You've got now Commissioner Stassi Kamutsis involved. You've got the, you know, obviously the state school board involved.
Right.
And downstream from that, they ended up getting another letter from the attorney general. Because of the next round, I guess you could say, involving a mom whose son was given a certificate, most likely to become a dictator. And
where in the mind of someone in education think that's a good idea?
Because they're comfortable, Greg. These people are just too comfortable doing this kind of stuff. Because nobody that has any real kind of filter or pause does something like that.
Right. And that's sad because, again, and even when you look at Rockwell's, you know, post when she was running for the seat, it's like, oh, I want the best for all of our children. And that sounds all nice. But when the reality is you're willing to post on social media, you're glad somebody's dead because they're basically MAGA. Or when you're talking about teachers, you know, calling kids dictators, or when you're trying to squash someone's First Amendment rights, it's like, what's with this school system?
I've been called the destroyer of public education by the vice chair, Tina Certain.
Really?
From the dais several years ago when I was opposing the sales tax that they were trying to shove down everybody's throat.
Mm-hmm.
And They're working on a $600 million budget right now. They did a slap in the face to the teachers, offering a mere 1% raise. And I've got all the data. We could do another segment on that. But people have got to get involved with what's going on at the school board, or it's not going to get better. Newberry has taken a step to try to exodus from this and start the Newberry Community Charter School. Which I was a huge cheerleader of over in Newberry, and the other communities need to do the same thing. And what's really at issue here is they have an issue with me, and I don't really care. It doesn't bother me at all. But the reality is they're not afraid of us failing over in Newberry. They're afraid of us succeeding and it spreading around the county. And that's exactly what's going to happen if I have anything to say about it.
So basically, here's the deal. Get involved. Vote. Attend events, support events like Black Tie Blue Jeans. Get out there, do your homework. Again, people think, it's like the judges. I don't know if they did get or not. School boards, they say the right things. Who is there matters, and voting matters. So
There are good people in this county that are in the schools, that are out of school. I get the emails, the phone calls. A lot of it's all anonymous, but I hope we really have some great candidates coming up, and people need to get out and vote for them and start turning this ship around, because it's inexcusable, not only for the teachers but the students and the parents who pay so much. I mean, 29% of your tax bill is going to the school board. $600 million for the school board.
Tim Martin, mayor of Newberry, and also head honcho over at the Alachua Republican Committee. So, Tim, thanks for coming in and being on the show today.
Absolutely. I think if we keep doing this, I'm going to add co-host also.
I think you're onto something. There'll be a little extra something in your government check this week.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.